Hi, Jorma. Thanks for taking the time for me today. So I'm curious, there's the original Norwegian version of this film. Another
Yes.
director was originally attached. When did you come onto the project? What was the state of it, and how did you make sure it has your fingerprints when it's over?
Dude, you know what's even crazier is that I believe the original script for the Norwegian version was written in English. I'm pretty sure. So that's even crazier. And then they did it in Norwegian. No, Tommy, the reason that this came about was because Guy Donella, who was a producer on Tommy's film, he was on Violent Night, and Tommy was on set, and he wouldn't stop quoting Hot Rod, MacGruber, and Popstar. And then Guy was like, "Oh, let's just call that dude." And so he called me, and like we vibed out. Like Tommy's stuff is obviously very action comedy, and mine's like comedy action. And like I was like, "Oh, there's a lot of crossover here. I really like Tommy's stuff, and obviously he likes mine." And then like a week later, Guy called me and was like, "Hey, I don't know if you'd ever I they clearly they talked about it or something." But he called me and he was like, "I don't know if you'd ever want to make a remake." And I was like, "Nope." And then he was like, "Well, we got this. You should check out Tommy's film." Which is it's even weirder because it's like 3 years old at that point, or 4 years old, whatever it was. And I love the original. It's such a dark, fucked up tone of the original. And then you start having to look at like if you feel like you can bring something to it. I tried to watch the original in its like dubbed version. I was like, I can't do this. Also, the acting is so good in it, like it, and it doesn't translate if it's the dub at all. So one, I was like, I do want to see this in English, but I don't want to see that. You have to start looking and be like, can you bring something to this? I certainly didn't want to like. Make I certainly didn't want to like change things just for the sake of changing them. The structure of this movie is so rad, and I really like that, like especially with nowadays when we're all so well versed in storytelling and what's supposed to happen, to watch a movie where it goes so south and then just continues to surprise and doesn't move the way you expect it to move. So that was like a big draw for me. And then I really wanted to see the without it losing the teeth of like a European movie, and this one in particular, like this is a ballsy fucked up movie, and I wanted to keep that and make sure that I think this is our version is actually weirdly more violent than the original and probably gorier, but I wanted the characters, they can be so hateful in the original, and I wanted them to be more sympathetic and like easing their way into murder. And I thought that was gonna be funnier too, because like they're just not quite as able to make the decisions that they are making. And so that was a big thing for me. Casting Jason was a I think that the first step in that, because he's such a sympathetic performer. I love that he's an actor first and sort of a comedian second in my mind. So he's very funny, but then all the scenes are gonna play real while I'm always trying to push the comedy. So like a big thing for me was like to try to nail all these different tones that the original movie has as well, where it's like goes from like almost like a suspense thriller to the home invasion to like to action movie. I also liked that I was really trying to like ramp it differently than the originals. I'm just talking about like the changes I was trying to make. But simultaneously, in addition to like tonally it trying to earn the ending that I was trying to achieve of like wanting to see these shitty people together, and like actually being like a real catharsis of like them really together at the end. In addition to that, and pushing the comedy as much as I could, also trying to honor the things that I thought really worked about the original, and not just like changing things to change things, because it felt like I would have been making decisions out of pure ego of like, look at me. And that's a delicate balance to like try to do that. But like for instance, like the scene that's in the middle, that's a pretty horrendous scene at the pool table, kind of like it's fucking intense. That was out of the movie, and we were like, we gotta put that back in. And me and Jason, like, it was the first thing that we talked about was like, no, he's gotta get broken down to the studs. Like that's the best. Like it's like we kind of thought it was the best scene in the movie, and we're trying to add a humor and we're trying to like make it our version of it. But it was like very important for us to like, and that's like bringing things back from the original that work. And so like so Anyway, like I think that was a sprawling fucking answer to your question.
No, that was a good answer. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So you mentioned Jason and that. What did Samara bring to the production and her experience with over the top kind of movies like this in the
Okay,
past?
well, over the top movies, like, dude, she's like crazy. When she drops into like woman heavy breathing on the run, it is like second nature to her in this way that is like almost disturbing. Where you're like, holy shit. Like she just goes, like she drops in real quick to that. To me, actually, like the really fun part of watching was actually that because it's there are a lot, there are scenes in this that are less frenetic and are real acting scenes where you get to sit and watch her act. She's a really good actor. And there were scenes, I was just talking about this, like there were scenes in it where I was like, it's a 5-minute scene at the dining table that I was like, every part of that was flawless. I'm just like letting the camera go, letting it sit on her, and like every single line. I think it was also really nice to see her in her original Australian accent too. It allowed her to like improv in a different kind of way with Jason and sort of keep pace with him and give it back to him, since it is such a like a tit for tat kind of relationship in the beginning. And so like so to me it was actually the coolest part was seeing like her really be able to like sit with her, have the camera be able to sit on her face and watch her process emotions, because I think she's great and everything, but because of the nature of some of the things that she's done, you get to it. I think that gets glossed over a little bit. So yeah.
All right, great. That takes up my time for the day. I want to thank you again for your time and enjoy the rest of your day and good luck with the movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you, James Lindorf.